Today, right here on Brad's Vinyl, coming up now, punk rock. I'm feeling in a punky mood. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of classic orchestra, electronic rock, rockabilly, new wave, punk, and oh yeah, leaving in the background there. Today we are featuring the soundtrack on my vinyl LP called The Decline of Western Civilization, a documentary film filmed back in 1980 or something like that. Today's show is rated X due to its extreme language. Yeah, there'll be a lot of fuck yous and that going on in this show today. Penelope Spheer is directing this movie, The Decline of Western Civilization. It's about the Los Angeles punk rock scene, actually. The Los Angeles punk rock scene. And, oh gosh, 1980, 1981. We got a number of bands on here. It's going to be a short show. You know, because every fucking punk song is like 45 seconds long, so... Featuring numerous bands on this documentary. The Alice Bag Band, probably never heard of them. Catholic Discipline, Fear, Circle Jerks. Oh, Germs, Black Flag, God. Good shit, man. Good shit. Spitting on the stage, I remember the days. Diving off the stage, jumping the stage. And, you know, LAPD police chief Daryl Gates, he even wrote a letter demanding that this film not be shown ever again in Los Angeles. So, yeah, if you ever get a chance to see the Decline of Western Civilization documentary, it is fucking awesome. And, oh, what else? It features actual concert footage from live scenes, Los Angeles punk bands in L.A., including those bands that I mentioned. The promotional picture you see on my site here, it's actually his Darby Crash of the Germs, right before he died of heroin overdose. So, yeah. Slash Records, featured on Slash Records, so... So yeah, so without any more bullshitting by me, let's get into the side A soundtrack of The Decline of Western Civilization right here on Brad's Vinyl.
That's stupid punk rock. I don't, you know, I just think of it as rock and roll because that's what it is, you know.
What do you like about it?
Well, I like that it's like, it's something new and it's just reviving like old rock and roll, and it's like, it's raw again, it's for real, and it's fun.
Okay, attention!
Attention!
For the third time, attention.
Wait a minute. Attention, shut up.
Attention.
Attention, please be advised.
Please be advised that by your entry upon these premises.
By your entry upon these premises.
You are consenting to being photographed.
Photographed.
This means they're gonna take photos of your ugly faces, right?
And to having your likeness used in motion pictures.
And having your ugly likeness used in a filthy motion picture.
And for other purposes.
And for other purposes.
And for other purposes.
And other purposes.
And for other purposes, God knows what.
For other purposes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And at the bottom it says thank you. And you can tell them to fuck off.
It's Black Flag.
Minority, mother as the majority. Fuck me, inferiority. Fuck me, white minority. White fraud.
other night at Blackie's for playing punk rock music. They called us nuisance in Publix or something like that. Anyway, they put us in jail, and this song's called Revenge, and it's for them. It's not my imagination! I gotta go to my bar!
Why don't the club owners hire the Germs anymore?
We do get shows occasionally, but it is getting harder. I think there's a lot of bands now, and when we were first doing it, there weren't that many bands, and a lot of the new bands are just more cooperative as far as doing a sedate, safe stage show. There's no threat of an imminent riot.
Damn it, one of you give me a beer.
Catholic discipline. It's a graffiti that a couple of years ago, when I was working at the mosque, kind of part-time, I was cleaning up the shit on Monday mornings. It's a graffiti that I found on the men's room wall in big, dripping red letters.
This is a trendy one here. hours of the night. I still tuck to my hair. What we did is fading in the light of the day. What we say is bullshit. We live the modern way. I will lay for hours, adding up all my sins and inventing new ones. I'm proud of my life, and I stand by my doom. I can't tell right from wrong, and it's never stopped me. All the prophets have died, the books have been written. Salvation in a jar. It makes me wanna bite. When all the dumb fucks sleep with their bland little brains full of bland little dreams, we try our new curses. Experiment with fear. Experiment with fear. Sink in each other's soul and rehearse our downfall. I guess I'll never find out which one of you wrote.
Beyond and Back is about sleeping on the couch, and the word beyond, the title Beyond and Back comes from a Bible pamphlet. There was one called Beyond and Back.
Sure up and smoke.
Holy shit. Johnny Hit and Run Pauline. I am Brad to the Bone, and you're listening to Punk Rock Day on Brad's Vinyl. We are listening to the soundtrack from The Decline of Western Civilization. That was side A, starting off with Black Flag. Black Flag. And a little narrative intro also there, starting out Black Flag, White Minority, Depression, Revenge. Then following up with the Germs, Manimal, Darby Crash. We'll talk a little bit about Darby Crash in a minute here. Catholic Discipline, Underground Babylon, one song by them. And then X, that's right, Exene Cervenka and the rest, DJ Bonebreak, Beyond and Back, and finishing up with Johnny Hit and Run Pauline, The Decline of Western Civilization. Oh, yeah, it's a documentary about the L.A. punk scene in 1981, and the title coming from a reference to a two-part review of the Stooges' Funhouse from Cream magazine, the critic Lester Bangs said the popularity of the Three Stooges signaled the decline of Western civilization. That was back in 1970, and then later, obviously, I guess people thinking the popularity of punk rock music signaling the decline of Western civilization, at least in Los Angeles, you know, saying fuck this and fuck that. A lot of the F words thrown out there, you know, fuck Los Angeles, fuck you fags, fuck this, fuck everything. Darby Crash, actually, who was into a little German readings from Oswald Spengler's Der Untergang des Abendlandes. I don't know if I pronounced that right. It means the decline of the West. They're thinking maybe the title came from that. Penelope Spheris may have got it from that. Although Claude Bessy of Catholic Discipline claims he came up with the title. So who knows? What the fuck? You know, it's a title. I love the title. The Decline of Western Civilization, right here on Brad's Vinyl. You heard it first. the soundtrack. Side A, Darby Crash, The Germs, lead singer. Again, a little more about him. He was born actually just a couple of weeks after me, not far down the street from me, in fact. He was born out in Fox Hills, somewhere in Culver City, one of the hospitals there. Or Baldwin Hills, sorry, not Fox Hills. Baldwin Hills, September 26th, 1958. Yeah, that's right, just 3 weeks after I was born in 1958. Darby Crash, long live Darby Crash. December 7th, 1980, died of a heroin overdose. All our good musicians seem to be lost at an early age. Yes, ah yes. All right, Brad of the Bone here. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. We'll get into side two right now of The Decline of Western Civilization.
Youch. We're desperate. John wrote that song. When he lived in Venice, and he wrote it for me to sing. And it's really weird because at one point I started thinking, there's going to come a point when we're going to keep performing this song. People are going to go, sure, they're desperate. I just paid $6 to see this band. You know, they're not desperate. There's worse ways of being desperate than being poor.
But you don't have money right now. And so,
yeah. Well, we're not rich. We got enough money to pay our rent. And, you know, we bought the ink and the pens.
Excellent news for the world. There's no such thing as New Wave. It does not exist. It's a figment of lame Kant's imagination. There was never any such thing as New Wave. It was the polite thing to say when you were trying to explain you were not into the boring old rock and roll, but you didn't dare to say punk because you were afraid to get kicked out of the fucking party and they wouldn't give you coke anymore. There's new music, there's new underground sound, there's noise, there's punk, there's power pop, there's ska, there's rockabilly, but new wave doesn't mean shit.
Reggae! Reggae!
Just to get aggression out. All this fucking pent-up shit, you know.
They cut their hair and, you know, they dye it, and then they come up there and, you know, a lot of them cause problems. You know, you see the young kids with their heads shaved, and they really get belligerent.
Short hair is just the clean-cut American look, man. It's just, it's cool, you know.
A lot of people are afraid of me. But that's just, like, they go by appearance. I guess I'm a scary-looking person.
I've probably punched out everybody I know at one time or another, but I've always ran afterwards because I can't fight.
I like making a spectacle of myself.
I'm a total rebel. I rebel against everything.
I guess I'm an alcoholic.
I just hang by myself mostly, you know.
Why?
Well, fuck. I don't know, I'm just like that, you know. I just like being by myself.
The police were all calling me names, and they made me take a shower because they said I smell, and they asked me why I don't wash my clothes more often.
I swear to God, I hate cops to the max.
Watch the homegirl climb headed
long hairs in here tonight. What's the problem?
It's gotta be.
This is 1980. Can't you afford a fucking haircut? Why all you assholes are standing back there sucking that overpriced shit, come up here closer. They wouldn't let us play here tonight, they thought, on account of we didn't play here for a long time, and they said the last time we played here there was a riot. So you're not gonna disappoint us, are you? You see a little motion up here. This ain't no fucking country club. You're all probably gonna spend the weekend in Frisco, weren't you? I know you were. You're all gonna go away for the weekend while they install the hot tub, aren't you?
You're a pussy!
How do you yeah, know? Next time don't bite so hard when I come, okay? Oh, fuck you. You only spin as good as you suck, shit.
Yeah, eat my fuck, asshole.
What does eat my fuck mean?
Fuck you.
My house smells just like a zoo. It's jocks
Wow. Damn. Whoa, what the hell? I love living in the city, Fear. And I am Brad to the Bone. You just listened to side two of my vinyl LP, The Decline of Western Civilization. That's right. Started out with a little more X, We're Desperate. And then the Circle Jerks, moving into Red Tape, Back Against the Wall, I Just Want Some Skank, Beverly Hills. And some interviews from some various fans, including Pat, Kenny, Eugene, Michael, and X-Head. He says, I'm a total rebel. I rebel against everything. God, the emotion, unbelievable emotion in the punk movement. You can detect it, the emotion, the batshit craziness. Alice Bag Band coming up next with Gluttony. That was a fun song with Alice Bag screaming her guts out, talking about gluttony and the calories going marching in. Lee Ving of Fear, finishing up side B there with I Don't Care About You, Fuck You. And I Love Living in the City, some awesome stuff there, live from Fear. And ending it up, I don't know, just a little guitar thing, Land of the Free and the Homos too. A little more homo bashing, homosexual bashing, and bashing the fans where they spit at you, and actually the fans spit at the band. Lee Ving, born Lee James Caballero, actually. A little bit about him on Fear. He actually played in blues band, Sweet Stav and Chain Blues Band, with Michael Brecker, Eugene Boucher. And he actually played shows with B.B. King, Buddy Guy, and Cream, among others. And it wasn't until 1977 he came to Los Angeles and formed Fear, the punk band. So, yeah. Ving also sang country music. Country music in the outlaw country genre and band Range War. So, Lee Ving. Oh, man. I can remember Fear concerts. The last one I went to, the Nam Boots. I remember stomping everybody's feet, you know, and the mosh pit. So, the cool thing was, at least when you went down, somebody would always pick you up. A hand would come down. They'd always pull you back up to the ground before you die at those punk concerts. So, yeah, a lot of emotion, a lot of anger in the punk movement. Hope you liked today's show. I'm Brad to the Bone. Thanks for listening to Brad's Vinyl.